We're on the fourth Sunday of Advent. Christmas is this Friday, and we're also in the third and final week of our homily series, The Door to Mercy. Week one of the series was on our need for God's mercy. Last week was ways we can extend that mercy to others. And this week, perhaps a dry, boring, academically abstract homily on mercy. That'll do. One that will put all of you to sleep until Christmas. No, Father, don't do that. Have mercy. Of course I won't do that. No, this week, this final week of the series is on mercy embodied. Embodying mercy gets at the reality that God's mercy isn't just merely something that is handed on to me and then I hand it off, but actually it's to take up residency in my life and be transformative of my life, to take on flesh in my life and yours. Otherwise, mercy just remains an abstract concept. Mercy embodied is embodied when it's concrete, hands-on, isn't afraid to get its hands dirty. It's a mercy that's continuously forming one's heart and transforming the way one acts and interacts toward others. Sacrifice and oblation you desire not, but a body you have given me. That line from our second reading to the Hebrews is about Jesus, him receiving a body. Jesus Christ was perfectly embodied. He's mercy imperfectly embodied. A body you have prepared for me, I come to do your will. God the Father gave his Son, Jesus, a human body. Jesus, taking on that human body, then fulfills his Father's mission of mercy. He concretely manifests that mission of mercy, doing the Father's will through his crucifixion and resurrection. Now, today's passage we heard in the gospel, Jesus is present, but Jesus' face is not yet seen. That takes place on Christmas, which is this Friday. Just heads up if it's not on your calendar yet. But the gospel passage we had today picks up right after Jesus was made physically present in Mary's womb. And after receiving Jesus in her womb, she immediately then goes to serve, to be with Elizabeth, her relative, who is pregnant with John the Baptist. Mary carries embodied mercy within her. And it's Jesus within her that moves her to embody mercy herself by reaching out, by going in haste to her cousin Elizabeth. Now, Mary doesn't say, well, I guess I'll go see Elizabeth when I feel like it, or I don't have anything better to do. Okay, I'll go, but I'll drag my feet. It says in haste, with a promptness, with a sincere, focused intention of reaching out to her cousin to relieve her of any difficulties in the last few months of her pregnancy. Mary herself embodies mercy in her actions. And she embodies mercy furthermore through her words, through the spoken words of her mouth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." It wasn't because Elizabeth saw Mary coming that she was filled with the Holy Spirit and the child leaped with joy in her womb. It was by means of Mary's words, her greeting. Mary's audible words hit Elizabeth's ears and were powerfully communicating mercy, which induced joy. Those words hit Elizabeth's ears, and then those grace-filled words penetrated, seeped down, and caused John the Baptist to leap for joy in the presence of the Savior, Jesus, who was in Mary's womb. And then furthermore, those grace-filled words were the cause of the Holy Spirit being poured forth into Elizabeth, who bursts into joy. Mary's embodied mercy through her words, her greeting, bring forth an atmosphere of joy. It's her physical mouth became a pathway, a doorway to mercy that led to joy. Now, the Lord calls you and me to embody mercy ourselves. Well, Father, this whole embodying mercy is a nice ideal, but it's just an ideal, just a nice thing to strive for. You don't really expect anybody to live this. Well, God can't expect that, right? Actually, God's revealed Catholic Christianity says that ideals aren't just nice ideas to strive for. God manifests the ideal in the concrete flesh of Jesus and then his mother Mary to say, no, the ideal is to take flesh in your life, be real, concrete, not just to be an idea in the back corner of your brain, but to take on flesh in your life and mine. And you and I manifest that embodied mercy through our actions and our words. And you and I have many opportunities as Christmas approaches and during the Christmas season to embody that mercy. So to look for ways to promptly respond to others in need of help, whether it's one's spouse, one's children, relatives. Probably see relatives coming in and they have all these packages. Go out to help them. Instead of saying, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, they'll get care. But to reach out with promptness, as well as those on break who either started break from school or will soon, to see this as a particular opportunity to grow in embodying mercy, to help around the house, to reach out to a sibling who looks like they want to have someone play with them. Okay, I'll reach out to them and spend time with them. And then through your words, through starting a conversation, perhaps with that relative you don't really want to, or you can recognize they're just kind of in the corner, to reach out to them, to initiate that conversation, that can bring joy to their life. Even if you don't get to say a whole lot, even if you say very little, that you invite them into that joy of conversation. These are ways you and I can embody mercy by reaching out to others through our actions and words to help create a greater atmosphere of joy during the coming Christmas season. But the only way you and I can embody mercy in a profound, lasting way is if we encounter embodied mercy and that embodied mercy dwells within us. Now, Jesus is perfectly embodied mercy. He's the wellspring of mercy. And he wants to dwell in you and me deeply so that we can draw strength and mercy from that, that we can embody that mercy more fully. Mary embodied mercy in her life because Jesus was embodied within her. Jesus, who is embodied mercy, is going to be made present in the Eucharist at this Mass. And in Holy Communion, when you receive embodied mercy, ask the Lord, Lord, dwell within me. You who dwell within me, help me to embody mercy in my words and actions this Christmas season.